Hey everyone, Problem Solved is back in New Orleans for the IISE Annual Conference and Expo 2023, where we're also celebrating 75 years of the Institute. Our own roving reporter Frank Reddy is wandering the corridors of the Hyatt Regency New Orleans to catch up with some of our attendees and presenters. Catch his latest podcast break here and stick around to learn more about our sponsor, Columbia University's Master of Science in Construction Administration.
Hi, my name is Holden Duffy. I'm a first-year PhD student at Clemson, and my project here is on sit-stand use in the office space. So in this study, we partnered with the Washington State Department of Labor and Industries to look at the use of sit-stand desks in the office space. So commonly, office workers spend most of their time in sedentary behaviors, which lead to low back problems, for example. The most common invention type or the most looked at currently is sit-stand desk use. So in this study, we looked at sit-stand desk use and compared with breaks to see how they interact with each other. So in this study, the Washington group gave office workers sit-stand desks to use at their own discretion. Along with that, we measured their looked at their break activity, and we broke into three categories, mostly sitting, low physical activity, and moderate to vigorous physical activity. They self-reported these breaks, and then we just grouped them ourselves. And from this study, we found that the moderate grouping over the course of the study increased, but the most popular was, of course, the low physical type breaks. We also found that those who take the more physical breaks tend to also stand longer at their desk. So we concluded that the more physical you are with your break, the more physical or longer you stand at your desk.
Where did the idea for this one come from?
So our partners at Washington State, they work at the Department of Labor and Industries. So they're the one that did all the data collection for this study. So their idea was just in their home office to look at better ways to improve. The person and one of the co-authors on this work, Dr. Lin, he is very big into ergonomics. So this was definitely his wheelhouse of study. Our part in this, for the Clemson side, we were the data analytics side of it. We took their findings from their study and interpreted it for them.
Were there any surprises or interesting findings that you didn't expect?
One thing that we found interesting, like I mentioned earlier, was the more physical you are during the break, the more physical you'll be at the desk. You assume you would take one or the other, like either spend time sitting at your desk and be physical during your break or vice versa, just because you want to have that break or sitting down. But seeing that they're commonly physical throughout the whole day was something interesting we found.
And how long have you been at the conference so far?
I've been at this conference since Sunday.
Is this your first time here?
First time at ISE, yes, sir.
What are your first impressions about this so far?
It's interesting. It's very cool to see how all the different types of industrial engineering works from the broad spectrum of what we can do with this type of major and degree.
Well, thanks for taking a couple minutes for me.
Thank you.
Cities and towns are experiencing an unprecedented level of transformation. The New York metro area alone is currently constructing some of the largest and most advanced commercial, housing, and infrastructure projects in the nation. So there has never been a greater need or opportunity for leaders in the field of construction management. Columbia's Master of Science in Construction Administration program prepares graduates for a variety of careers at the forefront of construction and project leadership. Graduates develop rewarding careers with some of the world's most respected architecture, engineering, and construction firms, entrusted with delivering some of the most impactful projects of our time. Learn more about this and Columbia's School of Professional Studies at sps.columbia.edu.